Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Cartman with your news briefing. Detectives are at the scene of an incident in the CBD. A man found dead in the car park of a business on Pier Street, just near Parry Street. Police say they received a call after the man collapsed about 6 a.m. Anyone with info is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Parliament returns to Canberra today with an Indigenous voice top of the agenda. The Prime Minister attending the traditional church service to mark the first day of the year. Anthony Albanese says Australians will get a chance to vote in the referendum this year.
To cast a vote for yes, to cast a vote to walk upon the path of reconciliation in the spirit of generosity in which the Uluru Statement from the Heart calls us.
Well, today's news poll showing the majority of Australians will be voting yes, 56% in favour of a change to the Constitution. The world's problems with plastics appears to be getting worse. New data out today from the Mindaroo Foundation shows the globe produced an extra 6 million metric tonnes last year. It's compared to 2019. Billionaire Andrew Forrest calling it a climate crisis.
It demonstrates beyond any doubt that the plastic pollution problem is getting much bigger and is being driven by the polymer producers, which are, of course, driven by the oil and gas sector.
And Beyoncé has tied the record for most Grammy wins of all time after claiming her 31st gong. She picked it up for Best R&B Song. It's her third win of the night already. In sport, the door is ajar for Ashes hero Scott Boland or WA's Lance Morris to play in Thursday's first test against India. Fellow quick Josh Hazlewood battling an Achilles complaint. He says both bowlers will be ready if called upon.
Yeah, I think the guys are excited, first of all, to play a test in the subcontinent. They both haven't yet, and then I think they're very well qualified to do so.
Wildcats coach John Riley says he has full faith in his players to deliver in the NBL final series. Starts Thursday with an elimination final against the Phoenix in Melbourne.